Well, it is Mother's Day today, and while I tend not to preach a lot on days of this nature, I do sometimes, at least as they come up, not because I'm opposed to it, just because, well, I tend to stick in the lectionary. And I would like to point out that some kind of autocorrect, whether it was my own brain or my computer, changed mother-in-law, or changed mother to mother-in-law, because the actual sermon title is A Lamb, Some Sheep, and a Mother. And I completely missed that little in-law part, so I got both congregations with that little mistake, but that's just the way it goes. And so the three things we're talking about are a lamb. The lamb is in Revelation. The sheep are all over the place. And the mother, and this is the one that might be a little bit unusual, the mother is Dorcas or Tabitha. Now, obviously, in this case, she is not a mother in a biological sense. There's no indication here that she is taking care of her own children. What Tabitha is doing is she is taking on the role of caregiver to a number of people who need care. As we've spoken before, at least now and then, being a widow at that time was potentially catastrophic. For better or worse, female people were identified as who they were connected to in an almost ownership way. When you were a child, a girl was the daughter of a man. When you were married, you were the wife of a man. If there was no man to take care of you, you were on your own. There was no social safety net. The government didn't do anything for people for the most part. You were on your own. And sometimes you had to make really unpleasant choices simply to survive if you didn't have, when you became a widow, if you didn't have children who were old enough to take care of you, who could move you into their home. Perhaps you had small children, or you had none at all. So anyone in that situation depended on the kindness of others. And Tabitha is one of these people who provides this kindness. And one of the things I want to talk about is what it means to be a mother. Or, as I've said, I can't remember if I've said it here so many times, you're tired of hearing it, I wish we would follow the lead of the UK that doesn't have Mother's Day, it has Mothering Day, which I think is considerably better for lots of reasons, not least of which, for women who are unable to have children, who have chosen not to have children, it doesn't make this day as unpleasant as it is for them. This Sunday can be a real challenge for some of the women I know, and probably you do as well. And so if we could step away from this idea that the pinnacle of being a female human being is to be a mother, at least today, then perhaps we could come up with something a little bit broader and celebrate not just the biological mothers or the adoptive mothers we have, but those who have mothered us, whether they are biologically connected to us in any way or not. I myself have been mothered often by people who I have no blood relationship with. As I mentioned this morning at Knox, when Jean Cameron was still attending on a regular basis, long ago we were talking one day about how what to do when the weather was bad, and should I come or should I not, and I said, well, you know, I can probably drive through anything, and she said, no. She said, when the roads are bad, I worry the whole time until you get here, and then I worry the whole time till you get home. Think of me and don't. This is exactly the kind of thing my own mother would have said to someone in the same situation. And yes, she put it in the jokey way of saying, think of me. But she was thinking of me, not herself. And I felt mother. I felt good about that. Somebody cared enough about me to say that. It's a small thing. But I think all of us have had some kind of mothering from someone that we're not related to at some point in our lives. I have three brothers. We had a father. My mother was completely outnumbered. So, not having any daughters of her own, she went and got them. That's how she described it. And there are a number of women who still refer to my mother as theirs. They talk about mum, maybe mum Angie, something like that, because she brought them into her orbit, into her circle, into our home. Not because they didn't have a home. Many of these people had perfectly fine homes, and they felt fortunate that they had two mothers rather than just the usual one. They had another motherly presence in their life who cared deeply for them and helped them and was a place they could go. Mothering has nothing to do with relationship as far as blood goes. It also has nothing to do with gender. I've been mothered by men a number of times. Because what is mothering when we're thinking about it? Mothering is that nurturing care. That's what we celebrate when you talk about a good mother or a mothering person or a motherly person. Nurturing care, which doesn't always mean just giving you cookies. Sometimes means giving you a verbal cuff if you need one. One of the women who mothered me to a certain extent was one of my friends growing up. She was a teacher. And so when I came to their house and mentioned just in passing on my way out, because I wasn't completely bereft of sense, that I just dropped out of high school, she, in a motherly way, kicked me as I left, letting it be known that she thought this was a bad idea. I didn't feel assaulted. I felt loved. Somebody cared enough. I've had men who have done the same thing, who have expressed care about where I was, where I am, what I needed, and have provided what I needed. Because that nurturing care isn't limited to a particular chromosomal pattern. It's also not limited to human beings. When we look at the shepherding metaphors that we see in the Bible, what we see is more than just a financial thing. I've often thought in the story of the 99 sheep and the one lost sheep, that's 1%. 1% is not nothing, but it's also only 1%. I'm not convinced that the shepherd that Jesus identifies himself with there went out to find the lost sheep because of the value of the sheep when it came to the bottom line. Because that's actually not that good a cost-benefit analysis. Wander off into the wilderness to find an equally wandering sheep. I suspect a cost-benefit analysis would tell you to cut your losses. But the shepherd went. Why? Because there was more to it than just a thing that will provide value. And when we look at the shepherding metaphors that we see often in the Bible, what we see are shepherds who go above and beyond. How does sheep recognize a shepherd's voice if the sheep don't hear the shepherd's voice a lot? If the shepherd doesn't spend time with them, talking to them, being with them, as Jesus identifies in our gospel reading today. And we also see mothering references to God, particularly in the Old Testament, because mothering has nothing to do with gender in any way. I mean, God doesn't have gender. It's not that we tend to conveniently think of God as male, just because of the language that we've used and what we inherited. But God transcends gender, and it's either both or neither, depending on how you want to look at it. That mothering thing has got nothing to do with biology. It has to do with intention and care and love, and that's what we see. One of the most fascinating things out of our Revelation passage, which is, as I've said before, a passage that I spent a long time with this, my last semester of undergraduate degree. Translated the whole thing, wrote a huge paper on it and all that. Someday I'll see if I can find anything of value in that for a sermon. It's one that's familiar with me. One of the things that we need to make sure we don't lose sight of, and it's right near the end, it's in the last verse, and in this translation, the New International Version, it says, "For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd." And that's a capital L, Lamb. That's where there's a capital L in the sermon title. The Lamb is a shepherd. How does that work? Well, I don't think we're looking at some kind of a new way to manage herds of sheep or flocks of sheep. What I think is happening here, one of the parts of this message, is that we are cared for by a shepherd who knows us from the inside. We're not cared for by a shepherd who has no understanding of sheep. We're even cared for by a shepherd that knows what it is to be a sheep. Because this is what we're talking about. The shepherd are people, And these people are the same kind of people that Jesus came to join. Our shepherd knows who we are, knows what we are, and knows everything about us from the inside in a way that we can understand. Yes, the divine knows everything, and there's omniscience and all of those. That's beyond me, at least. But you know parts of what it's like to be me because you have been tired. You have been embarrassed. You have been upset. When I talk about some of these things in a sermon or anywhere else, or when you talk to me about the common experiences of being human, we understand them because we are also human. We have a shepherd who knows us because that shepherd became one of us. That shepherd cares for us from the perspective of knowing what it is to be a sheep, not just from some Olympian hovering above theoretical knowledge, but because Jesus was a human being just like us. I don't know about you, but I prefer to be led by people who understand me, at least in some way. I prefer people who are giving me guidance to give some evidence that they know what it might be like to be in my situation. And that's what we have here. On this Sunday, where we spend time thinking about those mothering presences in our lives, biological mothers or otherwise, let's not forget to also include the God who made us. Jesus, who came to live among us, that we might know that he knows us and everything what it means and everything about what it means to be us. Mother's Day is a wonderful day. It's great to spend time with the mothers in your lives, giving them flowers or dinner or whatever it might be. I hope it's something. But let's not forget that we are cared for in so many other areas as well. And let's take this opportunity when we celebrate the mothers in our lives to also celebrate those other people who have cared for us. And let's not forget that the biggest loving, nurturing presence that we can have is Jesus. Amen.